Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our ridiculously small planet, also what we can try and spot in our dark skies. As usual, we are fortunate to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips at our disposal. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week, stargazers look out for Venus in the morning sky before dawn and Mars in the western sky after sunset, where it will be visible till around 10 p.m. The Moon is passing through its first quarter phase this week and will still enable us to stargaze for faint objects right through till the end of the week.
And I understand you've got some news this week that allows one of your British pronunciations to shine brightly as we focus on one of our family members in the solar system and some gas there.
Yeah, so back in 2013 and 14, NASA's Curiosity rover detected spikes in methane gas in the Martian atmosphere. The same spikes were also observed by the European Space Agency's Mars Express probe and in the same location. Now, here on Earth, methane is emitted by most living organisms as a byproduct of the metabolic process. This correlation between the two detections has sent astrobiologists into a spin, as perhaps it may be evidence for life beneath the surface of the red planet.
And you're thinking like caverns with creatures running around kind of stuff, or just a little bit more low-tech than that?
Absolutely. So we're actually talking about probably Martian microbes. So very, very small indeed.
And that's a good point, because this stuff can also be produced by things other than life.
It can indeed, and that's the reason why we should temper our excitement here. Naturally occurring geological and chemical processes can also create this kind of gas seen by the probes.
And what's the method of finding the source?
Well, that's what scientists are working on right now. The main focus of the investigation is not how the methane is being produced, but where on Earth it is coming from, or in this case, where on Mars. Once we find out, then we can worry about the how.
And where would you suggest, Christopher, people be poking around?
Well, if I was an astrobiologist, I would be looking at faults or tectonic features similar to those found here on the Earth. If there is outgassing by natural processes, the chances are it will come from these places. But if we find gas in other locations on Mars, then this does raise the interesting prospect of those tiny Martian microbes.
Prospecting for microbes.
Indeed.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fascinating journey into the universe around our small planet with Stargazer. Appreciate it.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. And we keep Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.